Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. I'm talking about, you know, what I didn't tell you is that I made a little EP. It's full of old songs I use, like my rock instrumentals. So I hope to release another album soon because I have to, because they're forcing me off the indie label. Well, it's about that song, Trauma, and what it was about. Yes, I would say co-written it. It's about the horrific experiences I had when I was a child and an adult, and it can relate to past and present currently. And I still say to this day, somebody told me this, you know, I had somebody I talked to, and he said, he's surprised I'm still alive. Well, it started off with, you know, it's about, you know, going through all the experiences, you know, when I written the songs a long, long time ago, I was rock and roll. I was a totally different person. You can notice my voice is very low and tenor, maybe baritone. I didn't have much, I had some vocal training, but I didn't have as much as I did afterwards, because I can sing in those high ranges. Like you heard of Highway Dreams, like it's a lot of vocal training. I had like 10 years of vocal training. But I didn't have that much vocal training. I was just a songwriter. I was actually taking some voice training, but my voice is lower. And one reason was just because, you know, I was homeless. I was starving. I got robbed when I first came to L.A. I was in Hollywood and West Hollywood and going through some problems. I was trying to find myself, and I was feeling confused about where I was going. I had so many bad experiences, you know, horrific experience living in the garbage can and, you know, a cardboard box and getting robbed and manipulated and living in someone's home and, being a little bit naive. So I was out in the streets. It does pertain to what happened as a child in Buffalo, being made fun of when I was 4 or 5 years old, called all kinds of names, not accepted as by other children, beat up and fighting, and then the physical and emotional and other types of child abuse that I experienced too much, and not to chaos, a victim of crime, so many victim of crime, mugs, beat up, you know, you can imagine how much I experienced so much of that, targeted by crazy people, and a victim of crime, you know, as a young child, yes, as an adolescent, yes, harassed, so much. I'm very lucky to be alive. And it does coincide with as an adult now, in past, dealing with a stalker, dealing with people trying to press my buttons, people committing, I was a victim of fraud. I was a victim of a federal fraud where someone signed something and they traced it to, you know, my name on something and it was traced to me, and it was solved because they realized it was someone else who did it. I had so much trauma, robbery, yes, burglary, near-death experiences. I would say when someone hit me across the head or, you know, shoot at me or something. So I don't want to get into all that, but that's what the song's about. So I had to get it out of my system. I was really messed up at that time, and I had to write that song. I was into rock and roll. It was just so personal to write that trauma. But it's about wishing to be in, when I say I want to have a good time, and you see the acoustic guitar. You know, that was my first entry into making recordings. It's just about wishing to have a good life. Why I want to have a good time, I want to, you know, be, you know, peace and so on. And I realized that I'm just different from quite a few people, because a lot of people have normal lives, or a lot of people don't get targeted or harassed by people or become victim of crimes constantly or deal with crazy situations or criminals. So that was, you know, the wish that I had their life, people who had a normal childhood, who have parents who care, or, you know, well, I do have parents, but, you know, stable life, calm life, you know, were accepted for who they were, and I wasn't. And I carried me off in my life, you know. At the time I wrote it, I was like, I had to get it out, you know, something that is so truthful. I don't know, I wasn't thinking about the commercial appeal. So my voice, rock and roll voice, was low. So I was out in L.A., and it was cathartic to release, to talk about a situation where I experienced a lot of traumatic experiences, horrific experiences. When I say I lost me, it's the truth since I was born. It's important that people who suffer trauma get therapy and stay away from individuals who will reinforce that trauma. Stay away from criminals, bad people, because if you're traumatized and you hang around with criminals or evil people, it's going to make it worse. It's a propensity for somebody with PTSD, post-traumatic, to have it for the rest of their lives. They could be incapacitated and they won't be able to have normal lives. And my life was no exception because of the numerous bad experiences, being victim of crime and all of those situations, past and present. The trauma making it hard for me to differentiate who's good and who's bad. At that time, I couldn't differentiate. Now I can, thanks to getting help, therapy, because that's what led me to music, you know. The traumas of the childhood led me to music. It's ironic because I just can't believe that a horrific trauma led me to want to sing and write about it. So look at my role models, look at punk, look at Good GNR, was one of my, you know, writing about very serious stuff, like the songs out to get me, or listen to Pearl Jam stuff, you know. It was just about, or pop stuff, writing serious stuff like Luca or Tracy Chapman, write about very sad stuff, sad and meaningful stuff. So I had to write it. It was just where I was on the other side of the coin. People have said, why did you write that? You should have wrote a pop song. It's a commercial appeal. You could have got in the industry. Well, I was into rock and roll, and from what I realized at that time, grunge was on the verge. A lot of people, pop and rock, stuff like that. And it wasn't just about the lyrics and, you know, with the idea of the song. I came with the idea and the lyrics. Those are all my lyrics. It's so truthful. I wanted to see a big light. Is there for me to become someone mortified by indecency. That meant I wanted to see something fantastic. And to be mortified, maybe, usually when you heard of a word mortified, it's kind of like someone frightened in a negative way. In that sense, for trauma, you know, in that part, first part of the songs, you know, it's like wanting to be positive, something, see something, make things look so neat. That's the first lyric verse. The second verse, mortified means just shocked by seeing great things, good things around me, good, you know, good things. Mortified in a good way. You know, like, oh my God, I can't believe how great this is. But the truth is, but I never experienced that before. And I had to suffer the emotional stress, or the emotional stress of a trauma. Or I had to suffer the violent mess. So I went through a lot of, I was a victim of violence. Yes, attacked. I mean, I'm a goody two-shoe and I was almost killed. You know, it's like, I can talk about it now, but it was so horrific. Being a victim of crime and being a victim of harassment, being a victim of this and that, all that stuff in childhood. So I definitely had to go to therapy. So child abuse. So if you're a victim of child abuse or severe trauma, near-death experience, get therapy. It's essential. It's impossible to survive having bad experiences. And I would say even now, it pertains to today, who I hang out and who I deal with. While I'm very rational, because through therapy, I'm able to differentiate who I have to keep away from bad people. Because I was a victim of, you know, burglary in my home and people targeting me, trying to press my buttons, and stalking, harassment, even at this age. I was a victim of you know, pay loan fraud. I was keep calling me and somebody did it. Then someone trying to take my dream away, saying they took my song and made money off my rock and pop material, and I gave them no permission. So other types of harassment and stress, emotional stress, that can lead to a trauma. So in effect, I had a traumatic experience. As we said, as living here where I'm at, trying to go for a dream. And so that's what that song is about. I did shop that song to some rock labels. Punk labels in L.A., West Hollywood at the time, and they did not like it. But there were people writing similar stuff on their labels who had, wrote similar stuff about trauma and wrote it all stuff. They had the same, you know, the artists had the same art. Then I realized, well, it's probably because they have a bigger following than me. And they didn't take a chance on me. I'm not, I just came out to L.A. Before I even made the song, I was singing on stage. I was trying to fit myself, find myself into a place to live, which after a year or so, you know, it's a struggle, you know, but writing that song was just prolific. So giving it to punk labels and rock labels and West Hollywood and censorship, they just rejected it. But it was a cathartic for me. It was sad. I mean, maybe I should have, you know. Well, my songwriting was more developed than the, but it was talking about a serious issue about trauma, what the effects of what trauma can do. So I did lose myself and my soul, but I also realized over time of health that I had to take care of my life and rebuild my life from a trauma, the numerous traumatic experiences that I experienced. So that's what that song is about. I don't regret not writing it because it was so honest. Would I write about it now? I don't know. I've been through that stage, so I don't think so. I'm healthier, but I do know that from my bad experiences, I had to differentiate who's around me all the time, because suffering from so many bad experiences, it is impossible. So it can't be around someone who's negative or hateful or criminal, regardless where they come from. It doesn't matter where they, you know, if something reminds me of that trauma, with somebody look, fortunately, sometimes I had to be careful because people say, oh, I'm being judgmental. I'm saying, no, I'm just trying to, you know, that's what the song is about. Being a rock and roller, I don't regret. A lot of rock and rollers write stuff like that. So I'm here to say it's good to write songs about overcoming bad experiences, but also that if you did have a trauma, a bad experience, it could be debilitating. It can cause severe mental health issues. The best way to get therapy, I mean, severe trauma could be caused by, is environmental. People who were in wars or who went to war or, you know, came back with PTSD because they saw dead bodies they were shooting. That caused trauma. Or people who suffer earthquakes and volcanoes. But for me, the trauma, like a lot of millions of people, I suffer being a victim of a crime, a victim of abuse, what somebody else did to me. So I wrote about it, so I had to. It's about that overcoming experience. Even now, I'm still dealing with those issues. And I am much more aware and healthier, but still I had to day-to-day writing about stuff like that. It's a good catharsis of songwriting. But my songwriting, I wanted to make more positive, but that is positive to write about it. So that's what I thought about that song. The song is called Trauma. It's on the EP I released. Hope you enjoy. I sing much lower. I sing, well, you know what? Some of my songs I sing very, very low, low tenor. I just sing in, you know, voices develop. Then you sing other songs where I sing, you know. So I have a tenor. I have a alt soprano at times, but I also, you know, but also I can sing in, you know, falsetto sometimes, but then I also can sing very low. Well, I saw sing very low, you know, tenor or baritone. So I hope you like my music, and I hope you like Trauma. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.